There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris in the Paracast, we have George Hansen. As we mentioned in our last segment, George Hansen, I was bringing up the possibility here that maybe there's a matter of tunnel vision involved in UFO research, that we don't look at the entire picture. We look at our little segment of ET and disclosure.
Oh, absolutely there's tunnel vision, but that's the nature of science today. People are taught particular ways of looking at things. If you look at universities, there's departments of psychology, departments of sociology, departments of history, departments of philosophy, departments of physics. All of these have something to say about the paranormal or supernatural. However, people are not taught to look across disciplines. They are taught to become specialists in certain small areas. And by and large, that works very well for many fields. It does not work well for these phenomena. So just the very nature of these phenomena, it tends to blur boundaries, blur issues across these various areas. Now, that's very hard for people to understand. To really be able to grapple with these phenomena, one has to have familiarity with a number of fields. To take one example, we've made very little progress in this. I point to Jacques Vallée's book, Passport to Magonia, published in 1969. That's 45 years ago. Now, Vallée had some very important insights. And one of the things he talked about was a social control system. Well, Vallée was writing at a time of a very fruitful time in the social sciences. There was a lot of very interesting work done on myth and ritual. Vallée could not have been expected to be familiar with that because it was being published the same time he was publishing Passport to Magonia. But a lot of that work on myth and ritual was highly relevant to UFO phenomena. But almost no one draws upon that. Vallée opened up a new area along with John Keel, but no one really has taken that very much further. But there's a lot of very interesting work done on myth and ritual. I'd say it this way. For thousands of years, people have used rituals to control, channel, and hedge off paranormal or supernatural forces. And they have used myths to describe, explain, and understand those forces. But there's a real aversion in science to studying myth or ritual, to take it seriously. Myth is looked upon as fantasy. Ritual is looked upon as superstitious behavior. But this is where we should be looking. And very few people are willing to do that. They want to talk about physics and interdimensions, wormholes, and the like. People have been dealing with these phenomena for thousands of years. And the way they've been dealing with them and understanding them is via ritual and myth. People don't talk about that much today.
Well, much of science and how it's conducted could be actually considered as ritualistic in many ways. And of course, scientists would be the last ones to agree with that statement, but there is a fair amount of ritual and programmed singular behavior involved in the scientific disciplines, especially when you get into field work and lab work. There are certain protocols. Everything in life is a ritual. Tying your shoes in the morning, the way you tie your shoes could be considered a ritual. So
yes,
it is a very important, but often and mostly overlooked aspect of this type of work.
That's right, and people do not analyze it from the standpoint of ritual and its implications. So yes, scientists do use ritualistic type processes, but they don't analyze it from that standpoint. They don't think about what this does to consciousness, what it does to awareness and focus.
Well,
that's beside the point.
Yeah, and it also actually can impinge upon the results. Of course, Heisenberg and the uncertainty principle and the Copenhagen interpretation states that any time you observe something, you are subtly and sometimes grossly affecting the actual experience that you're studying. And that you...
Yes, that can be easily dismissed as only applicable to subatomic processes. Here we're dealing with overt, large-scale phenomena comparatively. So it's very easy to dismiss the quantum mechanical Heisenberg types of ideas as basically irrelevant. And in most cases, they are irrelevant, although from a philosophical perspective, it's useful. But from a scientific perspective, no, those types of ideas are not brought into the two most paranormal phenomena, except when you start looking at, say, micro PK that's influencing very small movements of electrons or falls of dice. So it's very hard to scale that up. It may be able to be done, but I can see why people avoid that. There are ways of looking at ritual and myth from an anthropological perspective that give us much more insights than the physics does.
What I find very interesting about your book, Trickster and the Paranormal, is it was you observing some of the infighting, the way science was conducted, and just the way the whole parapsychology field sort of was unfolding around you. That's what I think first really clued you in that there was some sort of tricksterish element that was involved. Why don't you kind of dovetail from the scientific...
That was part of it, but a small part. The primary impetus was the realization of all the frauds and hoaxing going back well over 100 years within parapsychology and psychical research, especially the hoaxing of mediums. Then when I started getting involved in the UFO phenomenon, the hoaxing and deception became even more obvious, especially with the government disinformation. I remember talking with John Keel one time and suggesting, well, what we really need to do is have a history of hoaxes and ufology. And Keel, in his usual manner, curmudgeonly manner, would say, well, that's all it is. You know, that's the entire history of ufology, which was a little bit of an overstatement, but not too far. So this pervasiveness of hoaxing, and I also at that time was involved and still am with magic and performance magic, and a member of International Brotherhood of Magicians, and followed the ways people would pull off hoaxes and frauds. So this was a very pervasive accompaniment to psychic phenomena that I was aware of. And by and large, most people in parapsychology really, really did not want to hear this. I presented several papers at conventions, and I was not particularly well received. Most researchers did not want to learn anything at all about magic tricks. There was really significant antagonism to my message. So that was number one. And if you just step back and look at the paranormal field, you just see hoaxes and deception just all over the place. Any comprehensive theory needs to explain that association between hoaxes and deception and paranormal phenomena. That was number one. Number two was these groups, whether it be spiritualist groups or parapsychology laboratories or UFO research groups, never really got to be effectively institutionalized. That is, they did not become integrated into educational institutions, for instance. You would have a few professors doing research here and there. Sometimes there may be two or three professors at a university who are doing it, and then it would fall apart after 5, 10, 15 years. It just didn't last. There are no departments of parapsychology in any accredited university in this country. There are no departments of UFO research in any accredited university in this country. And these phenomena are enormously popular. There is enormous interest in these. Why is it these phenomena are not accepted in institutions? If you look at major corporations, they virtually never admit to using psychics or have an interest. Two contrary examples would be the entertainment industry that devotes enormous resources to paranormal stories, but those are fiction. Another industry would be the telephone psychic hotline.
Okay, so we have the psychic hotlines, we have the entertainment industry, And we've got a lot more to talk about with George Hansen, author of The Trickster and the Paranormal. We got to meet some paranormal tricksters and we'll be in trouble. Here's one of them with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
When Chris does that voice, I think he's going to be the Paracast. George Hansen. So we're talking about entertainment. We're talking about 1-900-PSYCHIC. Where else, George Hansen?
Yes. So probably the two major industries that are devoted to paranormal that are really obvious to many people. And when I'm talking about industries, I mean collections of businesses that have buildings, paid staff, real financial resources behind them. The entertainment industry, you look at Hollywood, look at the blockbuster movies, are often have paranormal themes. Ghostbusters, Independence Day, even and even Harry Potter, you've got lots of myth and paranormal supernatural types of experiences occurring.
Let me just ask you here before we go on. Independence Day, famous popcorn thriller from what, 1996, is going to be a sequel in 2016, 20th anniversary. How paranormal? It just seemed to be aliens attacking Earth, committing all sorts of destruction, killing tens of millions of people, and then we win. So where is it paranormal?
You got aliens. Aliens are paranormal. The UFO phenomena is a paranormal phenomena, whether some of the ufologists want to admit that or not. The aliens have special powers. They can travel great distances. These are paranormal accounts or fictional portrayals of them. A lot of people have alien types of experiences. These are graphic portrayals of some types of people's experiences, people being abducted, for instance. Highly fictionalized, no question about it. But it's not like a show about police officers chasing criminals or chasing the mafia or doctors overcoming certain diseases. This is dealing with a paranormal theme.
Yes, but is it paranormal or is it just reflecting what? Another race on another planetary system who has the predatory aspects of the creatures in Independence Day coming here and doing their stuff. How's that paranormal? Maybe there are hundreds or thousands of years ahead of us in terms of scientific advancement.
Well, if we're not being able to explain their phenomena, like the materialization, dematerialization, invisibility, and the like, that counts as paranormal. Now, again, this perspective is not, your perspective, your argument here is sort of like the old white guys in parapsychology and ufology. Now, the younger people who are looking at this from a cultural perspective, and I particularly note Jeffrey Kripal, professor of religion at Rice University, has a couple of very interesting books out, particularly his book Mutants and Mystics, that's all about comic books. Well, Kripal happens to be one of the most promising commentators on the paranormal these days, and with very high credibility in academia. He is very well known within religious studies. And so he is looking at what comic books, movies, novels and the like tell us about our human condition and the supernatural and paranormal. This is part of the field of ufology, whether the old white guys want to admit it or not. This is a new way of understanding these phenomena. It is not a nuts and bolts, flesh and blood type of craft and aliens. This is a cultural, sociological, philosophical way of understanding these phenomena. That's where the field is going in the academic sense. The old looking for ETs out in the sky, okay, from other planets, from a physics standpoint, okay, that might be useful. But the real work being done is much more like what Jacques Vallée is talking about. How do these images, how do these movies, how do these stories shape our culture? This is the culture control system Vallée was talking about 45 years ago.
So then is our entire picture of what UFOs are today, which is ET mostly, is that all just a cultural phenomenon based on a source that the people who propound that theory do not understand?
The people who are pushing that theory don't understand what they're dealing with. They don't step back and look at the larger picture. These phenomena have been reported for thousands of years. The UFO phenomena overlaps a lot with psychic phenomena. The UFO phenomena overlaps with Bigfoot. Those facts need to be explained. And the Bigfoot connection with psychic, with UFO phenomena is not accounted for by the paradigms of the old white guys in MUFON and QFOs. No, they don't want to talk about that. But it's fundamental to understanding it. And there are ways, you know, analysis of myth, to address this. And that has to do with structural anthropology, addresses it very, very nicely. People don't study anthropology. There are very few who have studied anthropology and analysis of myth and ritual in the UFO field. So Voigt brought this to the attention of people 45 years ago. People are not paying attention.
What I'm hearing from you, George, is that there is an underlying sort of interrelationship between these various, what appear to be on the surface of mutually exclusive and divergent phenomena. So what you're suggesting is that there is, on some level, there is some interconnectedness in a scientific way, but definitely in a cultural way. In my book, Stalking the Trickster, I took it one step further and said that there's actually a mechanism that appears to be connecting these things.
I don't know if mechanism is quite the right word, but maybe that's the best we can do. There is a way of analyzing these phenomena, and that involves a structural analysis. And a structural analysis is typically not something that people are familiar with, but it has a long history in anthropology. And there are structural details of these phenomena and these experiences that are very, very similar and that overlap. And that has to do with the idea of liminality. And the idea of liminality was derived from analysis of ritual back about over 100 years ago. Anthropologists understood something about ritual and this in-between area, which is between the heavens and the earth. We have angels and UFOs. Between life and death, we have mediums, we have ghosts, we have near-death experiences, we have claims of reincarnation. Those experiences and phenomena blur that distinction between life and death. Most people think life and death are very separate, and our culture makes boundaries between life and death.
It sounds to me, and I want to simplify this for listeners whose eyes might be glazing over now. It sounds to me here is that we're taking a very simple, I won't say simple-minded, a very simple approach to what all this means. And we really need to define this, George, as we progress. And I'm going to also ask more about who and what is the trickster. Is it a singular or plural entity? What is it? More to come. George Hansen's our guest with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
So we're looking here about the world of cultural phenomena, archetypes, the trickster. George Hansen, is the trickster a singular force, a force collectively? What is a trickster or the trickster?
I don't use those words to describe it. I describe it as a constellation of characteristics or qualities. And these qualities include things like disruption, whether it's in an individual's life or in the life of a society or large culture or nation. There is deception. When people are not honest, when an individual may not be, when a society may not be, that is one aspect of this constellation. Also, the trickster constellation involves violation of sexual taboos. It typically also involves emergence of paranormal phenomena, supernatural phenomena. And typically, these constellation involves what's called marginality, being sort of at the edge. So these characteristics can describe an individual, a small group, a large group, or even an entire country. And when these characteristics tend to occur together, trickster archetype grows and strengthens, and these aspects of it strengthen. So this is an abstract formulation. It's not new to me. I did not invent this. This comes from analyses of the trickster by folklorists and anthropologists and the like. You will see these qualities emerge. And when you see them emerge, one should be a little bit alarmed, a little bit cautious.
Well, boy, I'll tell you, the state of affairs in this world right now, the trickster is this behemoth that's been gathering some amazing amounts of power and strength.
There are, if you look at, say, the Middle East, fundamental Islam has a strong belief in the jinn. That's often laughed at in our country. But they do take the gin very, very seriously. So
you can take the gin to court.
Pardon?
You can literally take the gin to court in some...
Okay, I wasn't aware of it. That's interesting.
Yeah, there was a case back in 2009 where a gin was sued, and they had to marshal whatever sort of gin busters to go in and render the illegal decision that the gin had to cease and desist and depart.
Oh, wow.
This one, but yeah, no, this was an actual news story, and I found it very interesting that's how seriously they take the subject over there. Of course, Rosemary Ellen Guiley, who's been a guest on the Paracast a number of times, she has written two very good books about the gin, which I find fascinating. I recommend them to you and all our listeners out there.
Okay, if one was co-written by Philip Imbrogno, I think one should have a little bit of skepticism.
I think we all understand that. But she has since done another book without Imbrogno's participation.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Let me get back to this core aspect of defining a trickster, and let's try to personalize it as much as possible. So people who believe or theorize that UFOs are here from other worlds, physical aircraft, are they all barking up the wrong tree, or is that not mutually exclusive?
I think it's probably barking up the wrong tree, but there might be something. It's a hypothesis that can be pursued. However, if one steps back and looks at the UFO phenomena and asks, okay, what is happening here? When does it happen? To whom does it happen? How frequently does it happen? I don't think you can reasonably defend the ET hypothesis very well. It might seem from a standard, normal person's idea, okay, yeah, you can pick out the data. But how do you explain the types of people who have these experiences? Why these people who have experiences have certain personality characteristics, typically. They're not just a random sample. And this was shown rather clearly by the Roper poll that was done back, I think, in the early 90s. So you've got that to explain. You also have to explain, well, why do we see Bigfoot reports sometimes in conjunction with UFO phenomena? Also, you have to try to explain, well, how come a whole lot of the U.S. government psychic spies have had UFO encounters? None of these really make sense in terms of, okay, these are physical craft coming from other planets. They're sort of like us, but they're more advanced. That does not make sense. There are a number of factors that are associated with UFO phenomena that really are not well explained by the nuts and bolts perspective. So you just step back and look at the UFO phenomena. Why is it completely marginalized? Why these phenomena have been reported for thousands of years? Why aren't scientists open? There's reasons for that. And it has nothing, and that those reasons cannot be explained by a nuts and bolts approach. That's just how it is.
Well, you're preaching to the choir here.
They're coming at the phenomena with sort of a predisposed idea. They don't step back and, okay, what kinds of phenomena are around the UFO phenomena? How do we explain them? They don't have explanations for these. The personality characteristics of the witnesses, the visceral reaction against it by mainstream science, the ephemeral nature of these phenomena, and the fact that these phenomena have been reported literally for thousands of years.
George, let me take a case history here because something that's maybe somewhat implied there. So if there are specific characteristics that we look forward to in people who see UFOs, does that mean if you put two people in the street and one person says there's that big, solid, bright, silvery object flying up there, the person next to him has a fully different background and cultural upbringing? Would he or she see the same thing?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. I know cases where people have seen pretty much identical things. Other times when it's pretty clear only a few people see them. This also happens in seance phenomena. If you go back 100 years ago and read the accounts of spiritual seances, some people would start to see or experience phenomena. You know, a few minutes or a half hour later, other people would start to experience it as well under those kinds of conditions. So, yes, these phenomena are different. Sometimes the phenomena will appear to pretty much everyone in the vicinity. Other times, only a few people will see them or experience them. That's a characteristic. That has to be explained.
No.
And that tells us something about the nature of the phenomena.
There's also, it seems to me, there's a hint of sort of magnetism, if you will. Some people attract these types of experiences to them. And in the case of someone like a Uri Geller, it even then rolls over and has an effect on other people around him during some of these experiences. What's your take on him? He was studied back at SRI. He was quite celebrated in the 70s. Pretty inexplicable events were documented occurring around him, some truly mysterious, others maybe deception was involved on the part of Geller. What is your take on someone like a Uri Geller?
Geller is extraordinarily interesting, and there's been a very good BBC documentary that was on YouTube, maybe still is, and I think maybe on Vimeo. And at the end of it, Geller comes out and says he doesn't really care, doesn't really want people to know whether he's psychic or he's a fake. He's very, very trickster in a lot of ways.
Oh, boy. Now, this is getting more fascinating, and we want to get into this in more detail in the next segment, not just have 15, 20 seconds to talk about, then say, all right, stop the sentence, let's go on. How's that? The book, The Trickster and the Paranormal, talking about Uri Geller with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GCN.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It took hours before it returned, but I had already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Talk to a sales rep at iWeb.com. Use the promo code TechNightOwl for a special discount.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Hi, this is Nick Pope. You're listening to the Paracast.
All right. Uri Geller, George Hansen. Real, well, fake, or somewhere in between?
Probably both and somewhere in between. And Geller has admitted to using trickery in the past. In fact, his autobiography, he comes out right out and says that he has used magic tricks. He's also been a guest of honor at a very large magic convention. He was very well received among magicians, people who perform tricks. But he's also very well regarded among some of the scientists at SRI who investigated him. And in the BBC documentary, there are some very impressive accounts of what Geller has done. He's also was in that documentary. There was very positive statements by none other than Benjamin Netanyahu. So there's all sorts of intrigue, and because of Geller's position in government and with intelligence work, we're never really going to know, and that's how Geller wants it. So this is characteristic of this. This is nothing new. There have been people like Geller in the past who have this very ambiguous role. No one is really sure. Is he real? Is he fake? Is he both? This is the crux of the matter, and this property, this example, really exemplifies what we're dealing with. Geller's had UFO experiences. He attributes some of his powers to those experiences. He's also been, as you know, very, very famous psychic. So, again, we have those things occurring together. This makes it very, very uncomfortable for normal science. But this is what we have. This is these are characteristics of the phenomena we are dealing with. And any theory that's comprehensive has to address these qualities.
One of my favorite.
Over to you.
One of my favorite figures of this ilk, or of this type, was the 19th century spiritualist David Hume. Amazing accounts of witnesses of some of his alleged abilities, floating out a window of a 14-story window of a hotel and floating back in the other window, going up into the air and hanging, levitating up towards the top of the ceiling, manifesting spectral musicians, any number of very mind-warpingly bizarre experiences that people claim they had around the guy.
Daniel Hume was a particular
Daniel
character.
Hume,
however, he was never convincingly caught in fraud. There were, I found, about three allegations that had a little bit of merit, but a very great, much larger number of people who attested to his genuineness. So the deception there might have been some, but not nearly to the extent of Uri Geller. But, and even skeptics, people like Ray Hyman or Peter Lamont, who've written on Daniel Hume, have come away a little bit puzzled, and they can't fully explain it. They do believe he was using tricks, but they don't really know how. So Hume, also like Geller, has this sort of ambiguous role and very perplexing case. So, yes, we kind of walk away and wonder, well, what's real here? And again, this is a property of the paranormal or supernatural, and our understanding of it must encompass this aspect.
Let me tell you a little story about Uri Geller. Never met him, always was skeptical to some degree. And back in the 70s, I was dating a young woman, an actress, singer, who told me at the time she saw Uri Geller on a TV interview show. She had a spoon in her hand that then proceeded to bend. Now, she had no reason to fake me out or lie to me. So I accept the fact that this happened to her. And this, I guess, is part and parcel of what has happened to a lot of people watching him in action.
I've heard this from other people as well. I don't dismiss those stories. Again, it's not strong scientific evidence, but when you have these stories over and over, and there is the history of something like a contagion, when a very charismatic figure like Geller displays these powers, other people kind of pick up on it for a while. It doesn't happen again to them, but in their presence, something happens. So Geller has what is called charisma, and a lot of it. And again, and charisma is a very interesting quality, because it was one of the primary writers on charisma was a man named Max Weber. Weber was one of the most prominent and influential sociologists in the history of the discipline. In fact, he is considered one of the founders of modern sociology. He's got a number of books, and they are considered some of the most important foundational works in sociology. One of those books that you can find is The Sociology of Religion. On page 2 of The Sociology of Religion, Weber talks about divination, weather control, telepathy, and miracles. Page 2. If you go to almost any book on charisma in the academic literature or any article in the academic literature, you will very rarely find any mention of this. The academics avoid talking about it. And I took a sample of something like 20 to 30 articles and looked for it. Occasionally it would be mentioned just in passing, but this was fundamental to understanding pure charisma. And again, it is a topic that's widely avoided by people who claim to have an interest in it. Again, this avoidance, this failure to address these phenomena rationally, is a property of the paranormal and supernatural. Over to you.
I wanted to bring up just one thing here. We were talking about tricksters and influences and cultural phenomena. And that is an article or a series of articles that Ray Palmer wrote back in the 50s and 60s. When people asked him, what do you think about flying saucers? And this is what he said. The flying saucers are here to make us think. Does that sound like an apt description in light of the trickster presence?
I think that's a useful perspective to take. I don't know if these have, I'm not sure the word purpose it really qualifies. Certainly they do make us think. Is that their purpose? I've got no idea. But they certainly do make us think. So he's not wrong. But I'm not sure I'd word it quite that way. But yeah, they are puzzling. They don't fit in to our normal ways of thinking about reality. And this has been understood for thousands of years. It's been understood that the paranormal or supernatural is somehow different. It was surrounded by rituals. It was described by myth. And we have largely forgotten that today. Back to you.
Back to me. But I don't know. So does that also mean here that what we see in terms of the UFO phenomenon is going to migrate and change over the years? We've seen some of that already.
We have seen some of that, no question about it. And I think that's an important characteristic of it. And when it does change and when it does appear in certain places, not others, we need to pay attention to that. There may be some good reason for that, but these phenomena typically tend to shift, and somehow they reflect and are shaped by our consciousness of them. And I think that's an important aspect as well. So, yes, this shifting, this changing, this instability, the shape-shifting is a quality of the trickster. So I think you've identified an important quality here that we need to keep in mind when we think theoretically about the nature of these phenomena. Back to you.
So does that take us in a direction where we can wonder what will the UFO phenomenon be like 50 years from now compared to now?
Well, it may. These phenomena tend to be reflective of the culture. A couple examples that I use. One was the 1960s. 1960s were a time of really dramatic social change. You had the sexual revolution, you had the hippies, you had the space exploration, you had the civil rights movement. It was a time of a lot of change. Between 1964 and 1968, there was what was called a pandemic UFO wave. It was also a time of great creativity in the culture. Jacques Vallée was working on his book. But at the very same time, there were anthropologists writing very innovative works on ritual and myth. So that's one period where you saw the UFO phenomena flourish and appear that was accompanied by things going on in the culture. Another example I use is the fall of the Berlin Wall and Eastern Europe, 1989.
Right, and that's an area where we should, let's focus on that in our next segment about the fall of the Berlin Wall. George Hansen joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1980. 1980-